American audiences have been fans of Irish step dancing since the Riverdance craze erupted in the mid-1990s. With all the focus on Riverdance, though, other forms of Irish music and dance have been all but forgotten. One man who is working to revive the dance form of Shane Nose is Brian Cunningham, a dancer who is bringing the Atlantic Steps stage show to Yuma next week. We spoke to Brian Cunningham by phone from his rehearsal space in Connemara, Ireland, to find out more about Shane Nose.
I started dancing when I was about five, six years of age. And what I really liked about the Shane Nose dancing was the looseness of it, the freeness of it, and what it done for people. Because back then, when that style of dance was performed, it was never in a big setting. It was always in an old Irish cottage. It was on the rock. It was at the crossroads. And it was a way of bringing people together, the local people together. And back then, there was no big money. There was no banks. It was all money under the cushion, all money under the bed. That's how they done their thing. And they lived off the land, you know. So when the Irish immigrated years and years and years ago to the USA, all they had to bring with them was their tradition. And the dance was a story from within. And it's an energy. It's a positive energy. It's what kept them going and it's what brought people together.
Brian Cunningham says the loose, informal, improvisational style of Shane Nose had a big impact on America when Irish immigrants shared their culture with other American minorities. One impact of that sharing was the development of jazz and tap dancing.
Tap dance, clog dance, old style dance, they're all linked with Shane Nose because Shane Nose is one of the styles that's not famous. And it had been forgotten because a lot of when the English would have moved in on us years ago, they stopped that style of dancing. They weren't allowed to dance it. So the style was dead and gone up to maybe 15 years ago. It's starting to make a revival. But it actually dates back to around the same time than the clog, the flat foot, and the tap and the jazz, you know. So they are all very well linked.
The Atlantic Steps stage show will be presented at the historic Yuma Theater next Thursday evening at the beginning of a major American tour. Brian Cunningham thinks audiences will be impressed with the enthusiasm of the many talented performers involved.
I think this is going to be something new, not just for America, but for the world. And already it's a big interest in Europe and different places farthest, because the thing, what we're trying to put across is just fun. We want people to get out. We want people to see this. We want them to get the story and want to get the different routines because we're all very individual in our styles. We don't want to be like Riverdance. We don't want to have it that tight, but we want to have it that good. And where we're going with this is we're bringing all that up from under the rocks, what happened back then, and we're making it a new energetic show and focusing on the past and the old style, but we are also focusing on now and the future, you know. So we're bringing it to where it is now, what's happening now. We have a great step dancer in it. We've Kieran Jordan. We've Kevin Dial, one of the biggest legends in the Irish step dance and the tap. He does the very Fred Astaire kind of style. We have the Ian Hall, the younger generation of tap. And we have my family are also involved in it in different cases. So what they're going to see is a mix of some of the greatest Irish music, song, and dance.
The Atlantic Steps performance begins at 7 o'clock next Thursday evening at the historic Yuma Theater. For KAWC, I'm Dave Reek.